Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from the Oscoda Sable Chamber of Commerce, the director there, Lisa Sutton. How are you, Lisa?
I'm great, thank you.
Yes, great time of year, isn't it?
This is a wonderful time of year.
It really is. I love this time of year, and of course, this Saturday, it's going to be even more wonderful because it's time for the celebration of holiday spirit in Oscoda, isn't it?
It is the Northern Lights Parade.
Yeah, it's the parade, and it's so much more than just the parade.
It really is. It's such a great time for our communities that we literally sparkle and shine.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's talk about what's going to be happening. What's happening during the day?
Well, during the day, in the afternoon, the Oscoda Lions have a wonderful event where the young children can come and meet Santa Claus and have lunch and do some activities. Absolutely wonderful. So nice. I hope everyone with young ones will definitely go and see the Lions.
Okay.
And then beginning at 4:30, there are free children's activities located at the Oscoda United Methodist Church. And they've got all kinds of arts and crafts that they can do before the parade starts.
Neat. That's always a fun event.
It is. It's a lot of fun and a whole bunch of kids, so it's a good time. And then after they're done with that, they can walk on over to the corner of Dwight Street next to Pocket Park, and they can see Santa's reindeer, real live reindeer.
That's pretty cool. That's for kids of all ages when it comes to seeing
really
a reindeer.
Yeah. It really is. It's so exciting every year to see them, so that's a lot of fun. And then if you got a little... hankering for something to munch on, they have tasty treats in front of the fire station from different organizations.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that kind of gets things going, and then we get into the meat of the issue, don't we?
We do. You know, the parade lineup is at Cedar Lake Elementary, and they start lining up in the parking lot there at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
But while they're all lining up and getting ready to give us a great parade, the Taos Community Band is going to be performing at the Oscoda Township Hall. And it's always wonderful. We pipe the music outside so the musicians can stay warm, but you can still see them.
Yeah.
And it's just some really great music by people from our community.
That's right. John Thomas and that band do an awesome job.
They do.
Yes.
They do. They sound so good. And then at 6 o'clock, o'clock, the Northern Lights Parade begins. And that goes from Cedar Lake Road all the way south on 23 to Mill Street. So you can line up along the road there anywhere to watch the different floats that come down and all the fun.
Exactly. Right through downtown Oscoda there. And it's wonderful because, everything is lit up. It really is. If you've not seen it, you got to experience it.
You really do. Yeah. I keep being asked if there's a theme. There's no theme except illumination. You need to be lit up. And they do amazing jobs. They really do.
They do, all of them. So come on out and take in the parade at 6 p.m. Now, the kids get another bonus after the parade, too, right?
They really do. Thanks to some great businesses and organizations, P&L Development, Jack Construction, Oscoda Rotary Club, Cooper Standard Automotive, and Downtown Beautification Committee, the children have a free movie at Lake Theater immediately following the parade. It's a very kid-friendly movie, and it's so much fun to see all those kids packed into that theater to watch that.
That's right. I can remember not so long ago both of my kids doing that, and they enjoyed that movie too, but they're getting a little old now for that. So.
Well, sometimes they outgrow it a little bit, but I think we're all kids at heart. Yeah.
When it comes to this time of year, no doubt about that. Well, it's taking place. Really, things get rolling at 4:30, and come on out, bring the whole family. Downtown Oscoda is the place to be Saturday, isn't it?
It really is, and this year we've managed to arrange for some warmer weather. So we're going to be about 32 degrees warmer than last year.
Oh, it was cold. I remember that. Yeah. That's right. Well, if they want more information about the big Northern Lights Parade and everything associated with it, how do they get more information, Lisa?
Oh, please give us a call at the Oscoda Chamber, 739-7322. Check us out on Facebook or check out our website at oscodachamber.com.
Very good. Director there at the Oscoda Sable Chamber of Commerce, Lisa Sutton. Lisa, thanks for joining us here on Sunrise Side.
It's always great talking with you.